Ray Foley on Today FM.
Who's this young fella? What's your name?
Who's this?
How are you? Nice to meet you.
Who's this child? Who's this young fella?
Some fella called Alex.
Alex Rowley. Nice to meet you. How are you keeping?
Alex, is that your real name?
Allegedly, yeah.
Is this a radio name or is it your real name?
No, well, they wouldn't let me choose a radio name. I couldn't, but I decided I'd shorten it from Alexander down to Alex.
Are you Alexander on the birth cert?
I'm an Alexander on the birth cert, yeah.
It's funny because who's the other fella? Who's the other young fella that reads the news?
You'd have Ben's, yeah.
Ben. He's not Benjamin. He's just Ben.
But Phil is Philip as well.
What?
Phil is Philip.
Phil is Philip. So so some abbreviations, some are natural abbreviations. That's very good. Yeah. And what, you're 13 now, are you?
No, I actually turned 14 yesterday.
Which
believe?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Big roundy birthday.
Come here, young fella. You'd be good now at this, right?
Okay. Yeah.
My kid, he's 11. You'd know. You'd be on the Roblox.
Probably
together.
In the same class. Yeah.
I have an Xbox. Yeah.
So he's saying "Let's go" all the time. Let's go, and it's only in the last week and a half. I think he's 11. I think he's 11. No, he's not 11. He's 10, and he says,
"World's greatest parent."
Yeah.
Is on air.
I know when the birthdays are because the mother tells me the night before. He says "Let's go" all the time, like to everything. He's saying to everything. He's inside in the toilet. I'm hearing him going "Let's go." I'm like, Andrew, your dinner is ready. Let's go.
Nice.
Andrew, it's time to go to school. Let's go. It's not let's go. It's let's
go.
Let's go. Have a listen.
Let's go.
That's it. Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm like, drop it. I don't need any more of this.
Let's go.
What is that?
It's not his friend Les, is it?
Les.
Yeah.
Les go.
Maybe talk to his friend. No, I think it's, there are streamers online and this is where I think it's from. I don't know which one of them, but when they would be winning games, I think they'd say like, let's go, but they'd say like, let's go because they're American.
Let's go though.
Yeah. And it's just kind of caught on.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wild.
So there you go.
Listen, thanks so much for that.
No problem. Anytime.
Good luck in the... do you have to get your homework done now before the next...
Junior starts coming up, yeah.
Yeah.
Quick and fast.
Off you go.
Let's go.
Yeah, that wasn't bad, was it? Are we supposed to be doing this now? Is this like... Does this show that we're still young, hip and cool by doing this thing that the kids do on the YouTubes?
Let's go.
That wasn't too bad at all, kid.
Nah, you're grand, thanks.
I'm too old for going. That's my issue.
Me too, yeah.
If my kid is saying to me, let's go, I'm like, why can't your brother go with you? Ask Matthew.
Can we go in 5 minutes? I'm sitting down. I've got a comfortable chair.
I've just feckin' sat down.
Yeah.
Honest to God. I've just put on the 6-1.
You know how my knees are.
Grania was there. Was Grania the one with the child that says nice?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
Your child saying stupid stuff. Your child is saying 0874 100 102 that you just don't understand. Stupid stuff that your child is picking up off YouTube that they're saying now that makes absolutely no sense. Or maybe Nickelodeon or one of those channels is saying something like
nice.
That's from South Park though. Grania 0874 100 102. Grania, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Grania.
It's with an emphasis on the nice. Huh? So it's nice after everything.
Oh, is that more of a noise? Is it a more?
It's a longer nigh and
nice.
A shorter s. Nice.
Is it more of a noise? I'm asking Grania. Like no, that's another thing the kids do. I don't know explanation for it. Noise. And it's not because my kids are from South Dublin. They do a noise thing, and that's off the internet as well. 0874 100 102.
My two nephews, actually, same age as your two sons, they say crashing out.
Crashing out.
Uncle JP's crashing out. This happened when I was putting together football goalposts for them and the net was mad knotted up.
Yeah.
So I was attempting to unravel the net, getting frustrated, and they said, oh, he's crashing out. Then they went in, told my sister, said, Uncle JP's crashing out there. I was like, what
did they take video? Do they record you on videos on the phone, put them up on TikTok?
It's all live streamed.
Are they South Dublin as well, out of interest?
Centre of Dublin.
Yeah, so it's posh
South
Dublin.
Side Central Dublin.
Posh
yeah.
Dublin, Notions
yeah.
Dublin.
Yeah.
Do they say Uncle JP's crashing out? I love my kids, but equally, I hate my kids. It's because they're posh South Dublin. Like then, pretty soon they're going to be getting the doors. So sorry, Grania, again. Once again, it's no what?
Nice.
Nice. And what's that from? Is it from a thing? Is it one of the What's PewDiePie or one of the young fellas?
One of these streamer lads.
Who's the young fella from Ireland?
On the Discord.
Your man with the bad eye. What's the story? Does he say nice like that? Nice.
Nice.
I find all these YouTubers as well, these Irish YouTubers playing games for American children. They all speak in an American accent.
You got to adjust to your audience, you know?
We need to start doing that. That's our 153,000 people listening now, and they're going to be thinking, why is Ray suddenly speaking in an American accent and saying things like,
let's go!
Let's go. And who else was on? 0874 100 102. Dahi, say hello to David this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, David.
Ah, Ray, you missed the trick there. The new newsreader, Alex Alexander, you're asking him, is that your name?
Yeah. We say this child, you should see him. Honest to God, he's got a little bit of bum fluff on his upper lip, but he's a child. This kid, they're getting younger and younger, the newsreaders. It's like the guards. The younger and younger they're getting, and it's alarming.
Ah, Ray, you missed the trick there. The new newsreader, Alex Alexander, you're asking him, is that your name?
Yeah.
You forgot? Of course it is.
You're right, David. It was your man from yesterday. Anytime you meet someone new, you ask them their name.
You know what's a fun thing to say to people? This isn't even a joke. It's just mean. Anytime you ask someone what their name is and they tell you, you go, of course it is. And then just let them figure it out.
So Andrew, my 10-year-old, said, was a let's go. Are people sending their own ones in now?
They're indeed, yeah.
Viv is over there. Say hello to Viv this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Viv.
Ray, things are bad when your 20-year-old son is texting back saying let's go. By the way, it's spelled L-E-S-S.
Let's go.
Oh my God, what's happened to the children? Okie dokes, love the show. Hey. Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
20 though, maybe he can plug us into whatever it is this is going on. So the phrase is that your children or the young people in your life, what's your one, Joe? You're crashing out. Your nephews, what age are your nephews?
Why would you ask me a question like that? 12?
I don't know the ages of my own. I don't know the names of my own children, let alone their ages.
It's a window. They're in the 10 to 12 window,
right?
I'd say.
They're in the child bracket.
That's within the margin of error, plus minus one.
They're in the 0 to 15 age demographic. So JP's nephews, they say, Uncle JP, you're crashing out.
You're crashing out.
You're crashing out. So there's four different interpretations of crashing out. Falling asleep is one.
Okay.
Just falling asleep.
They didn't mean it that way.
It's the most traditional and widely used understood meaning. To crash out means fall asleep quickly and deeply due to exhaustion, tiredness or intoxication. They're calling you out on your indulgence.
Whoops.
Elimination from competition, you crash out because you've lost the game. That could be a Fortnite thing actually then, based on the kids being online all the time. He crashed out because he was eliminated.
I think that's a sporting thing as well.
Losing emotional control. In more recent slang usage, crashing out has come to describe a loss of emotional control.
That sounds quite close to
that
home.
Sounds like Uncle JP.
Yeah.
Putting up the football net at the weekend.
If you're going to put away the football net, put it away in such a way, a bit like the Christmas lights, that when you have to take it back out, it's not all knotted up.
Okay, JP platforming here this afternoon. Uncle JP, you're crashing out. And then engaging in reckless, or the fourth option, engaging in reckless or self-destructive behaviour. Another contemporary slang meaning, especially popularised online. This is an online thing. To behave recklessly or in a self-destructive way, often with little regard for the consequences. It can range from minor impulsive actions to more serious behaviours. These children have got you pegged.
Very perceptive.
When it comes to all of the above. Karen is there this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Karen.
Good afternoon to you, Karen.
These are the things your kids say that they may have learned online that you don't have a clue what they mean.
Hi, guys. My 5-year-old's favourite phrase is bombastic side-eye.
Bombastic side-eye?
Oh, yeah.
You've got a 5-year-old saying bombastic side-eye.
Do they say emotional damage as well?
Bombastic side-eye? I haven't experienced that one in my house. Paul's there.
It's not just the American accents and the YouTubers.
So go on.
My young lad used to watch Peppa Pig, and for a while he had little English posh mouth on him.
Oh no, George. You're such an arse. Nobody likes you, George. You were an accident. Mummy, Mummy, Peppa says I was an accident.
Poor little George there holding his dinosaur. Frank is there. Go on.
What's up?
Ah, come on.
That's from ages ago.
Come on, dude. You're showing your age now. You're out of the demo. You're too old for us. Why is that with the frogs, isn't it?
Popularised by a drinks brand.
Yeah, we
always
can't.
Go for the non-alcoholic.
Lynn is over there as well. Good afternoon, Lynn.
The latest from my daughter, Ray, is that queue's longer than my will to live. It makes me laugh every time.
That queue is longer. Oh, ma'am. That queue is longer than my will to live. It depends on the age of your daughter. I mean, if your daughter's like 30, it's like, whatever. But if a seven-year-old is coming out with it, that's funny.
You can keep your hello, fam, and all that rubbish. Oh. But that one, I love it.
Hello, fam. Simone joins us this afternoon. Say good afternoon to Simone there.
Good afternoon to you, Simone.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hello, darling.
My kids call me bro.
Oh.
So not mom, it's
bro.
Bro, when it's dinner.
Yeah.
Bro, where are we going?
Yeah. Andrew does that to Kate as well, my wife. He says, oh, not cool, bro.
Bro.
Bro, yeah. One more. Tony's there as well. Tony, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Tony.
Yeah, Foley.
Yeah.
You have me saying love the show to everything that comes.
Yeah.
The pizza guy delivers, I go, love the bleeding show. Oh, get it out of my head.
Paying your man at the petrol pump at the forecourt. Hey, listen, man, I love the show.
Get something else, Ray, will you? Although I do love the show.
Hey! Ray Foley on Today FM.